Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell was on WTOP earlier today for his monthly Ask the Governor segment, and a lot of hot issues came up, including gun control, illegal immigration, and the Republican Party rebranding itself. But at the end of the show, it was time for a little laughter and good-natured needling, as host Mark Seagrave says goodbye to us here at WTOP. He's heading to NBC4.
So Seagrave's turned the tables by having the governor ask him some questions, and here's how that went.
Notre Dame coming to the ACC and Maryland going to the Big Ten. What do you think about that?
As someone who is went to University of Maryland, has Maryland season tickets, I'm not thrilled about Maryland going to the ACC. But I did watch the Indiana-Michigan State game the other day. And
they can play basketball.
They got some good basketball, and we're looking forward to beating Duke one more time this year.
But would you admit it's a step up for the ACC getting Notre Dame and losing Maryland?
It's a step up for the Big Ten, I can tell you that.
All right, now, let's, speaking of Virginia versus Maryland, with all those high taxes in Maryland, those regulations and all these other things that the governor's doing over there, isn't it time for you to move to Virginia?
I live in the District of Columbia. I've lived here for many, many years, raising my family and children here.
Well, Mayor Gray would agree. His taxes are just as bad. I mean, shouldn't you move to Virginia now?
We really, really do love Washington, D.C. As you know, we were married in Virginia, and we spent a lot of time vacationing in Virginia. You get plenty of tax dollars.
I've interviewed your wife, and she's actually suggested the move. Are you ready to commit today here on radio that you will make the move?
I know that she's not ready to make that move.
Okay, well, now on handguns, I wanted to ask you about that. I know you're a big gun enthusiast, registered your gun in D.C. What do you make of the story here recently that in Virginia, gun sales are up dramatically, but yet crime is down? Doesn't that sort of debunk some of these liberal theories, Mark?
I registered a gun in the District of Columbia when handguns first became legal as a part of a story to explore the cumbersome process to register a gun. I then donated that gun to the NRA Museum where it resides today.
I'd like to know, what is your favorite Ask the Governor moment that you and I have shared during these last 3 years? I know there's so many, it's hard. That's a hard question. But
you were very good to me on transvaginal ultrasounds.
All right, next question. Mark, how do you decide what caller to actually pull up? Because I know a lot of them you just kind of don't like. So
any of the calls that we see that originate from Richmond or the State House or any of Tucker Martin's
those are my relatives.
Those relatives, we know to avoid those calls.
All right, let me ask you two last serious questions about the media. Is the media fair and balanced, or is it decidedly biased?
The majority of reporters are fair and balanced, particularly here at WTOP.
But everybody comes into a job with their bias, even me.
No, I think as trained professionals, this is a good question, because I think as trained professionals, we are reminded every day that we put those feelings aside. And we go and we cover stories impartially, without emotion, and without our bias. Because, yes, we're all humans and we all have our feelings. But as professionals, we're trained and we're held accountable to put those feelings aside.
All right, well, how do you explain the nightly news on MSNBC or Fox, the clearly a decided viewpoint?
You hear nothing but fair and unbiased coverage here on WTOP. I really don't watch a lot of the other network news.
But you'll be watching them now at NBC, won't you?
Because I am so busy covering you from day to day.
Beautiful. Do you think their media has a role in promoting civility, or is the role really just to, because of your concern about ratings, advertising? Let's face it, you focus on drama, you focus on conflict, things people want to read about, they want to watch, they want to listen to. Does the media have any role in a very polarized society in promoting this concept of civility, or do they have none?
The media certainly has several responsibilities, and I think they live up to those most of the time.
Okay, how would you defend that statement?
Because I would look at the body of work that I can only speak for one reporter. And my body of work, I believe, has been fair, has been balanced. And you can be as good a judge as anyone because you've sat across the microphone for me for 3.5 years.
Well, as a political reporter and you focused on what's going on in Washington, let's face it, we're pretty divided. The House, Senate, very much miles apart. I think the president, my view, has actually promoted a lot of that dysfunction and lack of civility with some of his pretty partisan comments.
But you
comments.
Don't think that
I'm asking a question.
You don't think that politicians like yourself then make things worse by perpetuating that argument?
Sure we do. But what would you say, having talked to a lot of politicians?
Whose responsibility is it to why don't you be the one who steps up and just say, no more partisan politics?
I preach civility all the time, but you all love it because
Governor Bob McDonnell, we appreciate you coming in here every single
great
month.
Great filibuster, Mark.
Taking these great questions from
I've enjoyed it.
Our governor there, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, along with Mark Seagraves, who is leaving us here at WTOP for a job in TV. But Governor McDonnell will continue to join us each month for Ask the Governor.